Welcome in to Evolve Lactation. I'm Christine, and this is where current and aspiring lactation care providers find the inspiration, resources, and connection they need to thrive in their lactation practice. On this episode, I am going to read a chapter from my new book, Evolving the Modern Breastfeeding Experience, Holistic Lactation Care in the First 100 Hours. This chapter is called Restoring Your Faith in the Process of Breastfeeding. There are many reasons you might find yourself disagreeing or struggling with what you are reading in this book. You may have personally breastfed and faced challenges and/or little to no lactation support. You may have watched someone you love struggle with breastfeeding or milk production. You may not have children and feel unqualified to have an opinion about breastfeeding. You may have had experiences with babies who had poor outcomes while breastfeeding. You may have been exposed to the three themes of the mainstream American journalistic playbook regarding reporting about breastfeeding, the author inserting their personal baggage into an article that is supposedly objective or neutral, inaccurate claims that the science is wrong or lacking, and the message that lactation care providers are bad, rude, pushy, etc. There may be other factors that make this information challenging for you. What you've seen happen with breastfeeding may appear to be today's norm to you, but it is not the biological norm. A responsive breastfeeding relationship that synchronizes the needs of the developing child with their mother's needs for recovery from birth and energy to provide their care is the biological norm for our species. Biological norm is a simple course of breastfeeding with minimal interruption or interference, and the mother's constant presence as primary caretaker. The biological norm is exclusive breastfeeding for the first 180 days of an infant's life, followed by continued breastfeeding with the addition of complementary, nutritious, culturally appropriate family foods, and a natural, mutually reinforcing weaning process that occurs when both mother and baby are developmentally ready. Usually after several years of breastfeeding, is the biological norm. Here's your moment of truth. From about 2015 to 2020, I struggled with continuing to believe in these biological norms. I saw the rise of breast pumps, the repeated separation of mothers from their babies throughout their infancy due to the realities of modern society, and the gradual easing of breastfeeding promotion as it gave way to promoting the prioritization of feeding human milk. I was seeing a shift in the mothers who were attending our baby cafe. And though some were falling into the biological norms because it seemed easy to them, far more were struggling mightily with every fiber and thread of the whole cloth that breastfeeding is. Far more mothers were facing complexities in their breastfeeding journeys. Far more mothers were comparing themselves to other mothers on social media. Far more mothers were facing layer upon layer of structural barriers to breastfeeding and finding that they needed to give something up just to feel okay and make it through the day. But then our whole world shifted, and we all stayed inside our homes, trapped by our collective lack of understanding of a virus that seemed to be taking over the world. Those mothers I had gotten to know at Baby Cafe weren't coming in to see us, but they also weren't having to leave their babies in someone else's care while they went to work. They were frustrated, annoyed, scared, upset, depressed, but not about breastfeeding. You see, when they found themselves at home with their babies, they stopped pumping as much and started breastfeeding more. Many were still working at home from their laptops. But since they didn't have to leave their babies, they didn't need or want to use their breast pumps. They surprised themselves with how much they enjoyed breastfeeding. They reached out to tell me and the rest of our IBCLC staff how much they realized they had been missing. I listened intently to everything I was hearing from mothers in the pandemic, and one theme emerged. Everything else felt out of control in their lives, but breastfeeding didn't feel as hard anymore. I realized that I had personally been equivocating on talking about breastfeeding as the biological norm because I had been working with so many mothers whose primary experience with lactation was pumping. I knew then that I had to write this book and I had to really get serious about helping others to learn how to work through their doubts and concerns about breastfeeding promotion. I fully understand that it is not easy to take a stand about breastfeeding. It can seem very controversial and difficult to discuss, and encouraging or promoting it may even seem to go against your own personal experiences with breastfeeding. I'm willing to walk with you to help you find out how you can become an advocate for breastfeeding. I know you can do this because you have already committed to being a healthcare provider, which means advocating for biological norms and healthier outcomes. Here's what it will take for this book to make a difference for you and those you serve. You will need to put your own experiences or lack thereof with breastfeeding in a box on a shelf when you are helping others. You will need to remind yourself frequently of the context of breastfeeding and what it means to be a mammal. You will need to internalize that breastfeeding is important to other people. You will need to set aside how you personally feel about breastfeeding in order to provide lactation care. That is huge. It means that if you had a wonderful, beautiful experience, you'll need to set that aside. And if you had a horrible experience that you would never wish on anyone, you'll need to set that aside too. Your lactation experiences and opinions are very important, but they are part of you and your life. They are not part of your client's life unless you bring that suitcase into the consultation room. The people you are responsible for helping with breastfeeding have their own suitcases, their own goals and plans, and their own needs. They do not need you to cover them up by spilling out your own. I won't sugarcoat it. This can be hard and happen in subtle ways that you don't even recognize. Your personal biases about breastfeeding, which come from your own experiences around it, may seem useful, logical, or helpful to you. You likely talk about them with patients, clients, and people you know in your personal life. Perhaps you feel that a lactation product or tool saved your breastfeeding relationship. Maybe you felt like your lactation care provider, nurse, or doctor didn't support you, so you want to warn others against asking for help with breastfeeding. Or it could be that you had a lovely breastfeeding journey and you just want everybody else to have a magical time too. All of these can be completely off base and out of context for the other person. Talking about your wonderful experiences might make her feel like she is failing because she does not feel confident or great about breastfeeding. Your cautions against asking for help may be 100% wrong for your cousin who really needs clinical help. Your experience using that lactation product may have been the perfect intervention for your situation, but completely unnecessary or harmful to your client. Unfortunately, your personal biases about breastfeeding can leak out in the lactation care you provide too. You may find that you steer most of your patients toward pumping just in case they struggle with milk production. You may look for latch issues when the mother reports no problems and the baby's output is normal. You may realize that even though you say you support breastfeeding, you end up telling nearly all of your patients to supplement with a little bit of formula. Maybe you've seen so many people struggle to succeed with breastfeeding that it feels like success isn't possible. In order to restore your faith in breastfeeding, you will need to understand it better. You will need to reset your own expectations about the first 100 hours and how experiences during that time frame can establish patterns, for better or worse, that persist throughout a mother's breastfeeding journey. You will need to train your brain to consistently return to the basics of early lactation rather than jumping to conclusions about what is happening. Parents are hearing plenty of voices and cultural messages saying it's okay not to breastfeed. If you are part of the healthcare team, your responsibility and duty to do no harm means you must be a voice that advocates for breastfeeding. It is not your responsibility to save people from breastfeeding, even if breastfeeding was hard for you, or if you believe stopping breastfeeding was the right choice for you. It's okay to advocate for breastfeeding even if you didn't do it. It's not hypocritical. We do this in all types of situations in life. We are all different and we find ourselves with different experiences. We connect by supporting others who are on their own journey. Breastfeeding can be hard for some people, and there's no way to predict who will experience challenges. Acknowledging that breastfeeding is hard isn't the same as saying it shouldn't be done. As humans, we do plenty of hard things. Breastfeeding is possible, and people do it all the time around the world. That is the real context of breastfeeding. If we truly want to make a difference and evolve the modern breastfeeding experience, starting with the first 100 hours, we need to facilitate the process of breastfeeding for every dyad before we ever consider introducing products. Teach people how to breastfeed. Teach them how to sustain it without products. That is ethical, sustainable lactation care. Access to feeding products like formula and lactation tools and devices is never guaranteed. For a mother who doesn't know how to get milk out of their breasts without a breast pump, a power outage or forgotten pump parts will make pumping impossible and force them to figure out how to remove milk. For a mother who has not been supported to breastfeed, a formula recall can make life extremely challenging. Encouraging reliance on lactation tools and feeding products creates an unnecessary vulnerability and dependence for mothers, whom we so frequently say that we wish to empower. Understanding mothers' choices to use lactation tools and feeding products beyond the first 100 hours is outside of the scope of this book. Still, when supporting mothers before and during the first 100 hours, it is reasonable to say that it is incredibly important to teach the process of breastfeeding and avoid using products as much as we can. We must all adopt the mindset that a new mother will usually not need a tool or formula, especially in the earliest hours of lactation. With a well-defined plan for continuity of care from hospital to home to community, breastfeeding can be trusted and supported. You can find my book on Amazon by searching for Evolving the Modern Breastfeeding Experience. If this really spoke to you, I'd love for you to read the book. And there are many back episodes of this podcast for you to learn from as well. I would love to hear your feedback, and I'd love to have a review of the podcast and a review of the book if you have a chance to do that as well. I appreciate your time and attention and what you do for others. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can send me a message on Instagram. I am at IBCLCNCA. And you can also hit reply to this email if you received an email about this episode. Take good care, and we'll talk again soon.